Have you ever noticed how a single complainer can drain the energy from an entire room? This toxic energy isn't just unpleasant, it's expensive. Negativity costs the American economy between $250 to $300 billion annually in lost productivity. 90% of doctor visits are stress-related, with coworker complaints ranking as the top office stressor, above workload and deadlines. One negative employee can permanently drive away customers and destroy team morale with their constant criticism. The impact extends beyond business to our personal well-being. Research shows negative emotions correlate with decreased lifespan, increased health risks including cardiovascular disease, compromised immunity, greater stress, and fewer meaningful connections. For every minute you spend angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness you can never get back. One landmark study found optimistic people live 19% longer than pessimists. What makes complaining particularly dangerous is how it spreads through social networks like a virus. When someone complains, others instinctively join in through emotional contagion, creating a culture where negativity becomes the default response. Even worse, complaining creates a self-reinforcing neurological cycle. The more we complain, the more our brains become wired to find things to complain about. These neural grooves become deeper with each complaint, making it progressively harder to shift toward positive patterns of thought. The no complaining rule represents a deceptively simple yet transformative approach. Employees cannot mindlessly complain to coworkers. Instead, if they have legitimate issues, they must bring them to their manager along with at least one or two possible solutions. This fundamental shift revolutionizes workplace dynamics and productivity. The approach distinguishes between two types of complaining. One, mindless complaining, negative, purposeless venting that focuses solely on problems without seeking solutions. This type drains energy and reinforces helplessness. Two, justified complaining, solution-oriented communication that identifies problems specifically to address and fix them. This type can actually benefit an organization by highlighting areas for improvement. The rule works because it transforms employees from passive complainers into active problem solvers. Instead of merely pointing out what's wrong, they're challenged to think about how to make things better. This mental shift moves people from a victim mentality to an empowered mindset. What makes this approach so effective is its simplicity. It doesn't require complex systems or expensive consultants. It's a straightforward principle that, when consistently applied, can dramatically shift an organization's culture from negative to positive, from problem-focused to solution-oriented. Companies implementing this rule have seen significant improvements in employee engagement, reduced workplace negativity, and increased innovation. Implementing the no complaining rule requires practical techniques to redirect negative thought patterns. Here are three powerful tools to break the complaining habit. 1. The but positive technique. When you catch yourself complaining, add but followed by a positive thought or action step. Example, I don't like driving to work for an hour, but I'm thankful I have a job and can afford a car. This linguistic shift forces your brain to pivot from negativity to gratitude or solution finding. This technique acknowledges negative reality while refusing to let it define your entire perspective. The but serves as a mental redirect, training your brain to look for positive counterbalances. 2. Focus on get to instead of have to. Transform obligations into opportunities by reframing everyday activities. Instead of I have to attend this meeting, think I get to contribute ideas. This subtle shift in language creates a profound shift in mindset. Have to implies burden. Get to suggests privilege and opportunity. 3. Turn complaints into solutions. For every complaint, challenge yourself to identify at least one potential solution. This transforms negative energy into creative problem solving. Even imperfect solutions shift your mindset from passive victim to active participant. A yard maintenance professional offers a powerful metaphor for managing negativity. I treat the lawn with an organic mixture that creates an environment where the good grass grows healthy and strong. Then it crowds out the weeds. Rather than constantly battling complainers, leaders should focus on creating conditions where positivity naturally flourishes and eventually displaces negativity. This environmental approach works on multiple levels. When communication voids exist between leadership and employees, negativity fills the gap. Leaders must provide transparent, consistent communication. High-performing teams maintain at least a 3-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions. Trust must permeate the organization. Employees need to believe their leaders are honest, consistent, and genuinely concerned about their well-being. Without this foundation, even well-intentioned policies face skepticism. Leadership sets the tone. Leaders who complain implicitly authorize others to do the same. When they model solution-oriented thinking, they establish positive organizational norms. Organizations should address root causes, not just symptoms. Many focus exclusively on results, the fruit, while neglecting culture and people, the root. Nurturing the root creates conditions for sustainable success. While the no-complaining rule eliminates mindless complaining, it enhances the value of justified complaints by transforming them into catalysts for innovation. This approach converts potential negativity into actionable insights driving organizational growth. Several methods create this complaint-to-solution pipeline. Direct report system. Employees bring complaints to managers along with potential solutions, encouraging ownership and problem-solving. Managers track complaints, propose solutions, timelines, and results. Complaint SAR. A designated person manages the complaint system, ensuring documentation, solution evaluation, routing to decision-makers, and employee feedback. Executive team review. Senior leaders conduct quarterly reviews of complaint patterns, high-impact solutions, resource needs, and strategic alignment. Technology solutions. Modern platforms enable transparent complaint management through digital submission forms, tracking dashboards, and trend analytics. Success requires leadership commitment through swift action on viable solutions, transparent communication, recognition of contributors, and consistent follow-through. When implemented effectively, this approach transforms complaints from negativity sources into positive change drivers, creating cultures where employees feel heard and valued, boosting engagement and innovation. At its core, the no-complaining rule recognizes a fundamental truth. Daily, we choose between the positive road, leading to health, happiness, and success, or the negative road, leading to misery and failure. This choice becomes particularly apparent during challenges. We can either complain, blame others, and focus on problems, becoming victims of circumstance, or accept reality, take responsibility, and focus on solutions, becoming architects of positive change. The first approach feels temporarily satisfying, but ultimately disempowering. The second is initially harder, but ultimately liberating, requiring emotional discipline to move beyond frustrations toward solutions. Research shows an 80% correlation between people's worst and best life experiences. Our greatest challenges often become catalysts for growth. Resilient individuals and organizations transform difficulties through their response, using setbacks as stepping stones. This perspective shift requires conscious effort and practical tools. With practice, choosing positivity becomes habitual rather than effortful. The no-complaining rule isn't about enforcing toxic positivity. It advocates acknowledging challenges while maintaining focus on solutions. While we can't always control circumstances, we control our response, determining our outcomes and the culture around us. What will you choose today? This choice affects not just your experience, but ripples outward. By choosing solution-focused thinking, you create environments where everyone can thrive.